So preparing tonight's homily, I got mixed feelings. And every time I have mixed feelings, I always think of the old coach, football coach down at Montana Tech, Bob Green. He was hilarious. He was way funnier in quoting than he was as a football coach. Like, he just wasn't great as a football coach, but he was great in giving one-liners. So this is his one-liner that I think of when I hear mixed feelings. Someone asked him about a part of the game, and he said, "Well, I got mixed feelings about that. It's kind of like watching your mother-in-law drive your favorite Cadillac off a cliff. You know, you got mixed feelings." So I apologize to any mother-in-laws out there. I also apologize to any Cadillac owners out there. Mixed feelings. So I have mixed feelings because I'm happy that the school year is coming to an end, and you might be as well. Like, does anyone want to study more and continue on in finals and papers and projects? Maybe not. But at the same time, I'm a little bummed because this is our last gathering on a Sunday night. Because this is a special time on this campus, in a very special place. And so tonight I want to take a look back and a look forward. So a look back. I never take the choice you make to come to Mass for granted. There are a million other things you could be doing. But you choose to come. You choose to come to Mass on Sunday night here. Some of you come every Sunday. Some of you come most Sundays. But you choose to come. And that choice is so very important. Because your presence matters, and I want you to know that. Your presence matters. Each and every person brings a gift that is unique to her or to him, that cannot be replaced, and none of you are replaceable. Each one is unique, utterly unique, loved by God in a unique way, in a way that no one else in the history of humanity has been loved. And each one of you is capable of loving God in an utterly unique way, in a way that no one else in the history of humanity has loved God. So when you choose to come to worship together, there is power. It opens the way for the Spirit to move in and through his people. The family is stronger because of your presence. The body of Christ is stronger because of your presence. And that is a huge gift. And that's not happening in every place in this nation. But it is happening here, and it's because of you and the choices you make. And those choices change things. And I hope they change you. They've certainly changed me because of your faithful witness. So thank you. And remember that your presence matters. But the reality is this. None of us get to stay here forever. None of us. Realistically, 8 p.m. next Sunday, I will not be here. And if you come, there might be you alone here, because we're not having this Mass next Sunday at 8 p.m. If you're an underclassman or a junior, maybe you leave for the summer. If you're a senior, you're graduating, this is your last Sunday night Mass as a student here at Carroll. And by the way, I hope you seniors don't have anything like crazy planned, like no streaking during the offertory or something to make your mark, whatever, okay? But the reality is this, we're all called to go. And some of you will go back or go out to great parishes that are alive and vibrant. And some of you will go to churches, faith communities, where you're the youngest person there. And where their idea of an upbeat song is On Eagle's Wings. What do you do with that? Well, I propose that you just curl up in a corner and suck your thumb and wish the world would. No, I don't. No, we're not doing that. We are called to go. If you've received anything here, this gathering, worshiping our Lord, if you've received it and you want to keep it, you have to go. You have to go and give it away. That's the only way to have anything in the spiritual life. If you want to keep anything in the spiritual life, if you want to have anything in the spiritual life, you have to be willing to give it away. And that's just how God created it. So we're called to go out. To go out and to be about the mission. And it might seem to some of you like, oh, we're being scattered. That's not true. That's not the case. We're not being scattered. We're being sent. We're being sent on the mission that really, really, really matters, the mission that hopefully your time at Carroll is preparing you for and has prepared you for. And if we're about that, about the mission, then there's no way to be scattered because we will always be united through him and with him and in him as we live our lives for the sake of his mission. That's the way to stay together. That's the power. See, when you chose to come tonight and all these other Sundays, that choice is undergirded and supported by an even more fundamental and more powerful choice. Jesus, he says this, "It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you." See, every move in the spiritual life, every move in Christianity is always a response to something that God has already initiated. Every single one, your choice to come here, even tonight, is because Jesus has chosen you. That he chooses each and every one of us. He knows us by name. And he loves us. And not just in a generic sense, in the most profound way. He says in tonight's gospel, "As the Father loves me, so I love you. Remain in my love." My friends, if you contemplate and allow even 1/10 of 1% of that reality to enter your life, you'll be a saint. You will be a saint because there is nothing more powerful than God's love for you. There is nothing. And it meets the deepest desire of your heart. That place that is meant for God. St. Augustine, "Our hearts are restless until they rest in you. You have made us for yourself, O God." When you listen to that deepest desire, what you find out is that Jesus has already met that desire because he has chosen you. He loves you with the same love that he receives from all eternity from his Father. He loves you that way. And because he loves you that way, no one is replaceable, repeatable, expendable. Every single one of you, absolutely wonderfully loved, and absolutely and wonderfully necessary. And that's the gift. Jesus has been inviting you. Now, he might have used a lot of creative means. Friends who invite you, a relentless peer minister who knocks on your door and you're like, "Please leave me alone." But they keep coming back. He might have used some disquiet in your life, some struggle, some difficulty, a lack of peace to bring you to him who is the Prince of Peace. Look, he might have even used good old Catholic guilt. It's Sunday, and I know I'd be disappointing my grandma. All of that is fine, because he can use it all to draw you close to his heart. So he calls you by name. And friends, he calls you to the fullness of life. That's what this is all about. It's about this living relationship with him. And what he wants to give you is nothing less than more than what your heart could handle. He wants to give you nothing less than more than what your heart can handle. More love than your heart could imagine. More peace, more purpose than you would ever think possible for yourself. More life. Jesus says, I came that you might have life and have it to the full. And this from tonight's gospel, more joy. More joy. Who doesn't want joy in their life? He says, I tell you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. That's the call. But it's not just for you. And that's the looking forward piece tonight. You see, he calls you into this life, this living relationship with him, so that, yes, you may be filled with life and love and joy and peace. But that's not just for you. You're sent. It's time to go. Jesus wants you to be a saint living in the world. He wants you to make an eternal difference in this world. An eternal difference, which means to say he wants his love and his life to pour into you so that you cannot keep it to yourself, so that as he sends you out, you go and you love people with the very love that he has given you. So that you might say, as the Father loves me, so I love you. As Jesus says that, you might say, as Jesus loves me, I love you. And what happens is, as Jesus receives that love and passes it on to you, you receive that love and you pass it on to every single person that you're sent to. Beginning with your family, and then your friends, and then your colleagues, your coworkers, and the people you meet on the street, and the people you worship with. And all of it matters so very, very much. That's the mission. That's what we're called to be about. He calls you into that mission, and friends, listen, that is the only mission that is worthy of your life. That is the only one that is worthy of you. Everything else, apart from him, is too little. But this too, everything else connected to him, lived through him and with him and in him, everything else is so profoundly elevated that the smallest thing can make a difference for all eternity. The smallest act of love, once you give it to God, has eternal ramifications. So whether you go and you seniors, whether you go and you begin to be an entrepreneur and you have a big business, or whether you work in more humble circumstances in the eyes of the world, none of it is meaningless. All of it is incredibly significant. All of it can echo in eternity. What an awesome thing to be about. But for that to happen, friends, we can't stay here. Not physically and not spiritually. We have to be ready to go. And that's the call. You see, if you listen well to the gospel, you hear that Jesus says, you did not choose me. It was I who chose you to go and bear fruit that will remain. To go, to be about the work. It's exactly the way we built this chapel. Everything coming in is a gift. But then we don't just sit here in the gift. The gift compels us to move, to be about the mission, to go without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. I want you to see that as you leave today. I want you to see the corporal works of mercy and the spiritual works of mercy as you leave today, because that is your mission. And I don't know what that looks like for you. I don't know exactly what that looks like, where you'll be doing those things, but I know that every single one of us is called to be about that work. And that's what's so exciting. That's what's so huge about what happens here tonight. I have mixed feelings because I love to pray with you. I love to worship with you. It is powerful. Your witness is so powerful. And I'll miss that until next year. And I'll miss the seniors who are graduating and those who are leaving Carroll. I will miss you. But I'm also so very excited, because you are exactly the right hearts that this world needs. Young men and women who take their faith seriously, who choose to worship, who choose to open up to God, to the God who has chosen you and who now calls you to go and bear fruit that remains. Make your life about the mission. This summer, the rest of your life, make your life about the mission. Say yes to His will in every possible way. And what an adventure you will have. You know, St. John Paul II, there's hardly a more significant figure in Catholicism in the 20th century than St. John Paul II. It's a close race between him and St. Teresa of Calcutta. And there's an awesome picture downstairs of those two walking together. And I've always loved that. St. John Paul II said about Carroll College that it is meant to be a beacon to the church in the Northwest. Those are awesome words. I want you to think about beacons in the old days, before electricity. A beacon was lit by fire. If we're called to be a beacon to the church in the Northwest and beyond, the fire of God's love has to burn bright. Here, yes. But more importantly, here, in your heart. So I ask you, I admonish you, I encourage you to go and set some fires this summer, in the right sense. Set some fires. Burn bright with the love of God, and other people will catch fire. And then Carroll will be fulfilling its mission, because you will be fulfilling its mission. It all comes back to this, friends. The Lord loves you. He loves you, and He knows exactly what will fulfill your heart. He has chosen you even more than you have chosen Him. And His choice is irrevocable. He will never walk it back. So, say yes to His choice by your own choices. Go and bear fruit that will remain. Go and set the world ablaze.